beautiful, beautiful dhikr. That's in volume 14, the first track of this beautiful dhikr. Well, it's 29 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. Yes, my beloved listeners, today is the 16th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. It's time for the Q&A every mornings on our program, Nuru Suhoor, the light of Sahari. Ustad is with me. Let's welcome him into the program. Ustad, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 64 right up to verse 66. Thus far we know Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Joseph, becomes the leader of Egypt, and there in Palestine there is drought and famine. So the 10 brothers came, what they are, stock and little bit goods, and then they said they want some food and corn. So he told them, fine, take all what I'll give you is your ration, but you must bring your brother, and that is the next time you come. And that was the full brother of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Benjamin and Binyamin, we say. And remember that if you don't bring him, then you will not get anything. So now when they came to the father, they said, you must let him come, that is Benjamin, because if he doesn't come, we won't get anything. So please, so when we will look after him. So this is the same words they use when they took Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and thereafter they threw him, dumped him in the well. So the father responds, chapter 12, verse 64, Qal, Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob speaks, Hal amanukum alayhi, so what do you want? I must give you and trust you regarding Binyamin and Benjamin. So again, illa kama amintukum ala akhihi min qabl, as I trusted you before regarding his brother Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. How can I trust you? You know what you did. But nevertheless, this is what we should be learning by heart, the sentence. Whenever we know there are problems, always beg Almighty Allah for hifazat, protection, security. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Hence he, Almighty Allah, is the best protector, and he alone is the most merciful one to show mercy. When we beg, we beseech, we petition Almighty Allah, use these words, أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Huwa, and he, Arhamur Rahimeen, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Reluctantly he relented, he gave permission, because the situation demanded it, and that is, there was famine, there was drought, and part of, obviously, the decree of Almighty Allah, that handsome your Joseph and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, now after so many decades, must meet his full brother, Benjamin bin Yamin. So now when they start opening their luggage, another surprise awaits them. وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاءَهُمْ وَجَدُوا بِضَاءَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ. After that, when they opened their luggage, they found that money, actually it was bartering those days. So the little bit goods they took and so forth, so all that was found in their bag, meaning they received all the ration and all the quota free of charge. Ruddat ilayhim is returned to them. Qalu, they were elated and delighted. They said, Ya bana, ma nabghi, O father, what more can we ask for and desire for? We receive everything free of charge. It has been returned to us. Hadhihi bidatuna ruddat ilayna. Our goods, our stock we took there for bartering has been returned to us. Wa namiru ahlana. And now we have enough food for our family also. One is the corn, the wheat, and then our original capital also we have. وَنَحْفَذُ أَخَانَا And we will look after our brother. Again, how it must have ringed in the ears of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, because they said that time, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِذُونَ We will look after him. But they learned their lesson also. وَنَحْفَذُ أَخَانَا وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ And we will look after our brother, and we will get the extra measurement of a camel. So every brother will go on a camel, and everybody will get their quota and their ration. ذَلِكَ كَيْلٌ يَسِيرٌ And that measurement and that quota for the ruler there in Egypt is something very little. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with millions. It was time when Egypt was really booming, and this side, Palestine, was struggling, famine and drought. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. So he, Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, tells them, okay, I will give you permission. First time you went, 10 sons of mine, 10 brothers went, now 11 of you go. Take Benjamin, take Binyamin. But there's a proviso, there's a condition. All he said, Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Lan ursilahu ma'akum, never will I send him with you. So you must remember why, Hatta tutuni mawthiqan min Allah, until you give me a solemn covenant. You must take an oath and a qasam on Almighty Allah. Lata'atunnani bihi, that surely you will bring him back. Not that what you did with Joseph and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, you came back and I don't know where he is, and you dumped him in the well, all that became apparent afterwards. لَتَعْتُنَّنِي بِهِ إِلَّا أَيُّحَاطَ بِكُمْ Except if all of you get surrounded, all of you get arrested. So then the circumstances are different. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ Hence, when they, the sons, all of them, the 10, they gave him the solemn pledge and solemn covenant that 100% we will look after him, we will bring him back and so forth. So he does not put his trust on his sons. What he does, the big lesson for us. When we do anything, choose all the means at your disposal, but the result, leave it in the hands of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. That is the tawakkul and placing our trust. So what did he say? He said, Jacob said, Qal Allahu. So Allahu is like different. They don't mean Qal Allahu, Allah said, Nay, Qal, he said, Jacob said, Qal Allahu ala ma naqulu wakil. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all observing, and he is the one in charge of our affairs and our matters. How we say, how Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam said, chapter 3 verse 173, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah alone is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to dispense and take care of our matters and affairs. So what happens now? They're about to leave Palestine to go to Egypt. Now the beloved father, benevolent father, is giving them directives. What are those directives? Inshallah, tomorrow. Let us, inshallah, go to the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, globally. We start, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If you jutlas and people, non-Muslims, don't know the meaning, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen means we praise Almighty Allah. We're very happy. Two jutlas were sent to hell. Remember, straight there in the West Bank, they say that there are two sisters and their mother is critically ill and, you know, wounded and so forth. They are British Israelis. So what you doing there in the West Bank? Why are you occupying somebody else's territory? So what my Palestinian brothers did? Very good. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That was yesterday morning. Then yesterday we got in the news in the evening, one Palestinian brother, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, and he gave his life, but he did his job. And what was his job? He came with the car, he rammed into the Palestinians, where? Right in Tel Aviv. That is their headquarters, and he sent one jutla straight to hell, and seven of them, BBC's breaking news, seven of them were wounded and so forth. We don't apologize for that. We're very, very happy about that. See all you jutlas and all you haramis and all you terrorists. Let me give you some lesson, because you don't understand. You tell me Israel is a superpower in the Middle East. You tell me that Israel, you must remember, is the only nuclear state in the Middle East. And so forth and so on. They are telling, Israel is signaling, go read the Haaretz newspaper, telling Hamas and telling Hezbollah, we call them Hizbul Shaitan, as Yusuf Qardawi said. Hezbollah, and we say Hizbul Shaitan because they are Shia. They said, cool it, let's take it, but calm. So what's happening? It's like Israel is begging them that don't carry on with those attacks from Lebanon or Gaza and so forth. Let's cool it and calm it. But you, the haramis, you entered our masjid, you desecrated our Masjid al-Aqsa. You use the rifles to injure our people. You desecrated everything in the masjid. And now you want to come and appeal? Shame on you. Ismail Haniya, this message will reach you, inshallah. Haniyan lakum, ya Ismail Haniya. Haniyan lakum li Hamas. We were 100% behind Hamas on these type of issues. The apartheid, the terrorist apartheid regime came into existence in 1948. Hamas came into existence under Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, rahimahullah, a shaheed, in 1984. So you can see, always they're making Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. So they came long afterwards on the scene. Now listen to South Africa. What a comedy this is. UAE, they are right in the pocket of the Israelis, you know that. Dubai, Abu Dhabi. They refuse to extradite the Guptas. The Guptas are maneuvering, moving around in Switzerland. Somebody said they're going to apply for asylum here in Congo. And all the money, hambile, finish, is gone. You understand? So what a circus it turned out. They were telling us, the government and the Minister of Justice, everything under control, they made them fools, just like Bushiri, Bishop Bushiri, you know. Pakistan Security Council says they're going to take action against the militant groups and terrorist groups. So you know what that means? The people who want to practice through Islam, so they will be monitoring them and so forth. But Pakistan government currently, Chorok Hukumat, a government of thugs and crooks appointed by America. And therefore, you must remember that they are person, Minister of Finance, had to cancel his going there to America and Washington because you had to attend a meeting there with the IMF to go with a begging bowl. Trump is back in the running. There they indicted him 34 charges. So the Republicans say, majority of them, we want Trump to run for 2024. So they gave another lifeline to him. Foolish people, you know. President Case of Tunisia, 100% murtad out of the fall of Islam. At least this move he did was correct. He rejected the IMF loan and said, you have all these conditions. I can never accept it. So at least that much he did. So the Israelis, the Jutlas are preparing today, Saturday evening, after the Sabbat, then the sunset, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 will be marching against Bibi and his judicial reform and so forth. You know, President or Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, these are all guys who are with Israel. Yesterday he gave an interview and said, we deplore what the Israeli government has done regarding the rhetoric, regarding the attack on Aqsa al-Masjid, the mosque, and regarding this judicial reform. Three things, the rhetoric, Masjid al-Aqsa, and judicial reform. He said, we deplore it. So for these people to speak like that, they can see the writing is on the wall. Why they don't want to go for war immediately? Israel, their generals told them, we're not going to fight. Why? We know this government is going to crumble. Why must we give our life and so forth? So therefore, they're asking and begging Hamas and Hezbollah Shaitan there in Lebanon that, you know, calm it and cool it, guys. Because you must remember. Remember, Quran Sharif taught us our worst enemies. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jutlas and the Jews, and the Mushrikeen and the idol worshippers, the Hindus. Go to Bihar, and that is a state there in India. These terrorists of India, Hindus, they went in that masjid, in that mosque, they burnt it, and thousands of our Quran Sharif, our Ahadith, our holy books, they burnt it and so forth. So this is their largest democracy in the world, remember that. But Allah ki lachi be awaze. Listen to this one, Mawlana Arafat and listeners. Allah Ta'ala stick does not make a noise. There were five Indian Hindu terrorists, they were made, and a lot of them, others were with them. Then next to another masjid, they were making so much noise and music and so forth. Suddenly, out of the blue, five of them got electrocuted and dead. They light their street to hellfire, they dispatch. You see, when you play with Allah, when you play with the mosque, Quran says this, Surah chapter 2, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِذْيُوا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَذِيمٌ. Any person burns a masjid, close a mosque, does whatever, so remember to desecrate the masjid. So there are many ways of causing harm for them, this humiliation, disgrace in this world, and in the year after, a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment. Yesterday, the Jutlas, Haramis, only allowed half the people that are supposed to go for Jummah Salat into Aqsa al-Mubarak. 250 to 60,000 supposed to be allowed, but 130,000 people performed Jummah Salat yesterday in Aqsa al-Mubarak. Listen to this story. All you Christians, a Polish man went to John Paul statue and he defaced it, you must remember, and he said, you, John Paul II, you were the Pope, and under your watch, there the pedophilia was going on and increasing. All these popes, remember that. Don't they see what they are doing? That they tell the people to practice on celibacy, and then their priests are getting busy. The monk is busy with the nun, with some monkey business. Oh, the priest is busy with the boys there and all that, and then getting busy. So are you all gays or what? So you must remember this. Saudi to end the Yemen war. Saudi Arabia is coming to its senses now. It wants to gain the ascendancy. So it's making peace everywhere. Blinken admits they made so many mistakes regarding Afghanistan and so forth. So now Byrne or whatever his name is, he made an unexpected visit to Saudi Arabia to speak to MBS. What are you up to? That now you're cutting ties and making ties with Iran. Then you're making and then bolstering ties with Syria, and they were caught blindsided. Blindsided, offside. They didn't know all this is happening under their nose. So Saudi and Iran, they will be establishing consular ties and embassies within the 1-2 months. Syria also will be next and so forth. South Africa and Itikwini. You in Durban, you Ansar listeners, Muslim, non-Muslim, bad, bad news there. You see, that's why I tell you, when you have a government that is there just to fill their pockets and not there for the people, then this is what you find. Your water tariffs will be increasing from July, according to that. So remember, 14.9%. Can you imagine 15% almost increase? and your electricity bill will be increasing by more than 20%. A disaster upon a disaster. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us in our wonderful South Africa. And may Almighty Allah make easy. Inshallah, today between 2 and 4, we will have a live Q&A on Radio Lansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this afternoon between 2 and 4, with Suleiman Esop and myself, inshallah.
Ustad, I would like to know if a woman sitting in Iddat, is she allowed to go outside to hang clothes? Or come out of the house in the yard only? Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iddat means the waiting period after the husband has passed on 130 days. Or it means when the husband divorced her. So then she had to sit in Iddat and observe the Iddat for 3 months and so forth. Nevertheless, so it is to maintain the sanctity of nikah and marriage. So therefore, Islam has instituted and imposed this iddat on the females. Nevertheless, so yes, in your own yard, you go there, hang your washing and all that, totally fine. You go to your garden in the front and all that. So within the boundaries, precinct of your house, in your family, you know that just in garden and so forth, all permissible, no problem with that. That what you ladies, some of you got in your head, the sky must not see you and you must not see the sky, is from your lal kitabs you brought from there, Palanpur and Chakmalpur and Mazasar and all this, you know. So Kolvatpur and all these kind of things here. It's all fairy tales, all that.
Ustad, if a girl is 6 months pregnant, can she make nikah? Someone said that she cannot marry until she have the baby. Finding out on behalf of someone who's God.
Remember, Quran Sharif states, Surah 24, verse number 2 and 3 and 4, and that read there, Azaniyatu la yankihuha illa zanin. Boyfriend, girlfriend were busy, and remember that illicit relationship. The girl is pregnant, so you must get married immediately. And before that, we must give you both 100 lashes in public. That's what the Quran says. Chapter 24, verse 2. So for committing the crime of fornication, and a group of Muslims must witness this. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. We must not show any compassion and mercy. Make few people a sample and example, and the whole society, community will be straight then. But in South Africa, Western countries, they will glorify it. They will promote it. They have small, small children, 10, 11 years old, 12 years old, getting pregnant in school. So what you expect then, you must remember, and give them a condom. So Allah shall be rech. Everything will be okay. After that, they never even reach 15, 20. They got rifle repairs. You must remember this type of things here. So all shaitaniyat, all these things there. It's all Satanism. Got nothing to do with Islam and religion. Remember that. So you must get married, but the child is a harami, an illegitimate child. The lineage will go to the mother and not to the father. Ijma'an, according to all four schools. Because you're already 6 months pregnant, so the lineage of the baby, there's no blame and sin on the baby. The sin is on the two of you, and you must be whipped and lashed in public 100 lashes.
Ustad, what's the masla? Is the person's umrah accepted? The question is that when someone goes for umrah without mahram, what is the punishment, and is it accepted, Ustad?
Remember that there are three issues here. For any lady, Shafi, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali, Salafi, call whatever you want to. So it's totally haram to go there to Makkah Mukarramah, perform Umrah without your husband, without your mahram, your father, your brother, your son, someone you can never ever marry till the day of justice. So that is mahram. So that's first issue. Second one, what is the status of you and your umrah? You are mal'oon. You are cursed by Almighty Allah. You are cursed by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third one, is your umrah valid? Your umrah is valid, but you don't get thawab and reward for it, because it's like you're breaking your fast with swine. So you must, or alcohol, with something haram. So your fast will be valid, but remember, you don't get reward and so forth. So you must be very clear on this here. It's not some playground and tourist attraction. Just go to Makkah how you feel like and so forth. And the Saudis fatwa nowadays, a lady 40 years old, 50 years old, she don't need mahram. The Saudis, remember, have destroyed Islam. Therefore, we say the Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, and his cabinet, they are promoting kufr and blasphemy.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see Sister Abigail says that, but why has Morocco decided to normalize relations with Israel?
Sister, you must know basic politics. Trump is a person who loves, you know, Trump is a narcissist and he's got a huge ego. He just wants his name. So what he does? He calls the Israeli haramis, he calls the Moroccan haramis, and he sits. He said, see, Israel, you are haramis, you occupying Palestine. And he told Morocco, you are haramis, you are occupying Western Sahara. So both of you are occupiers, colonizers, so just make peace now. I will get the credit. And Trump pulled off the deal of the century. Safaqatu Qarnin. Simple strategy he used. So we can't be so naive. You must remember not to see all this here. So they all sell out. The king of Morocco, not a Muslim. They all got Muslim name. But you know, all these kings, Jordan, Morocco, Bahrain, Saudi, whole lot. You must remember. Muslim name they got, but not Muslim. They're all agents of America and Israel and of the West, and to sell Islam. Hamas can pull off a job against Israel. Why they can't do? A shame to them. Where's their armies? Where's their arms? Saudi Arabia and them buy the most arms. What you doing with all that? So you see, hopeless and useless.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see Ronnie says that if Iran has a population of Jewish people living in the country, aka, why does Iran hate Israel? Could you please explain?
So you must remember that. You must ask the question the other way also. That why do the Israelis hate the Palestinians? You see, my brother, don't ask with what a jaundiced eye. You must ask from all sides, you see. Second one, you go interview the Jutlas and the Jews and the Haramis in Iran. Ask them, you can leave Iran and make Aliyah. You know they call Aliyah. Go to Israel, they all will tell you we better off here in Iran. You must remember that. You see the Shias, we say the Kuffar, the non-Muslim. They will give Christian opportunity to build churches. They will give the Jutlas and the Jews the chance and opportunity to build synagogues and shuls and so forth. But you go, I don't say whole Iran. I speak of the capital. I've been there in 2013. I spent 13 days there. So in Iran. But in the capital, Tehran, for people like us, we are the Ahlu Sunnah Sunnis. There's no masjid, there's no mosque for us. So Israel and the Jutlas and Iran are all brothers. That is just media making you a fool, my brother. So take a 2 rand, 5 rand coin, one side Jutla, Jew, Harami, and one side Shia, Kufar, all the same. And if you know what is Shia Azam, Shia Azam's founding father was a Jew. And it's written in their books. You ulama students, write it down. In the Rijalul Kashi, it's written there that the founding father of Shias was Abdullah bin Sabah, wa kana Yahudiya, and he was a Jew. So all this is saber rattling to make you fools and idiots.
Somebody says here that, so why is England called Great Britain? Ustad?
Remember when they had their British Empire, they would tell us in school in the 60s, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Today they kicked out Sunak. I see two of your citizens are sent to hell, you must remember. You better tell them that you don't come to Israel. Otherwise, our mujahideen will put bullets to them. Remember that if you go, also be careful, yeah. So you must remember, because Sunak is 100% support of Israel. He and Biden publicly said that Israel is not an apartheid state. So remember, they were so proud and arrogant, you must remember, they used to say the sun does not set on the British Empire. But everywhere they just stole. They stole from South Africa, they stole from India, they stole from West Indies. They stole from Iran, from so many countries they stole. Now they kicked out Brexit from Europe also. They kicked out, you must remember, from so many places and so. And Tony Blair, 100% war criminal. He and Bush must be hanged in public for what they did in Iraq and so forth. Nevertheless, so now they're no more great now. Remember that. They're hopeless, useless. And they say the sun never sets on the British Empire. Go to England, go to Wales, go to all. I've been to all these places, Scotland, Ireland. You can't even see the sun, you must remember that. So half the time, three quarter time is overcast. You go to Ireland, 1 o'clock in the morning, you will see the sun. So you must so that is how it is. You understood? So Allah Ta'ala is disgracing them. Their economy is flat, you must remember that. People can't buy tomatoes also.
Allahu Akbar. I've got a brother, Rob Ustad. He says, good morning to you, AK. My Muslim workers have requested from me for all of them to go home 1 hour early. They work through their lunch hour as they are fasting, okay? Should I be granting this to them? They still take off for the 1 p.m. prayers. Rob, Ustad.
Yes, you should give them that because they are fasting and they're not taking lunch. They are working their time and so forth. So you must remember, you must cut a deal with them. Fine, I will give you your 1 hour earlier off. And then during the course of the year, then you can just do some extra time, little bit, or overtime whenever you do. Then you just work it out and contra it and say that we will not pay you for that. So it's give and take. Yes, you should do that, Rob. You should not rob them of that. So it's our holy month, our sake. They'll pray for you, Rob. Nobody will come to rob you. So you must remember that. What you say, Rob?
Okay. Ustad, one more quickly. Luke says, do you think Trump bonds? He bonds with all other former presidents. Luke, who's that?
Trump is a narcissist. He's an egoist. He wants just credit for everything. And wherever he can make money, he will just make money. That's Trump's philosophy. You must remember that. If he and Biden have to have elections today, he will win by a landslide. But the both of them, if you ask me, are wasting their time. They must hand it over to the youngsters now. They had their turn. Now what they want to still go? But you know, the crazy people, what can we do? So inshallah, we will see you this afternoon between 2 and 4 with a Q&A. And 12 to 1 will be Suleiman Esop with his NAT program. And we make dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak, Ameen. For the Haramain Sharifain, and so forth. See yesterday Jummah. Sheikh Bandar Balila, he never spoke one single word of Palestine. Not a single word of Majidul Aqsa. Not a single word about the Jutlas. Nothing. You call these people imams. So you can say, yes, you must remember that the MBS and them are putting pressure on them. So why at least you don't make dua for Aqsa? That much you can do. But you see, when the wages, and that is the criteria. So if you can't do all this, do what Shuraim did. So just resign. إِذَا أَجَزْتُمْ أَنْ قَوْلِ الْحَقِّ فَلَا تَقُولُ الْبَاطِلِ. If you can't speak the truth, then why you want to promote the batil and falsehood? Allah give them hidayat also and guide them. So remember, they're being sellouts and traitors to Islam. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah.